Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Brett Vesely's right there. Big Dick Toledo. Ready to go for yet another glorious day. A little rainy this morning. Did you get rain when you were driving in?
Little sprinkles. Rain.
Nothing special, but...
Jimmies on the windshield.
Nothing as exciting as Sean McLaughlin had promised me. But, yeah, a little rain. Got a little something going on out there, so be careful. Might want to get a little early start. Might be a little slippery. No big deal. I wouldn't count on it getting worse. The only good news about this is it's probably snowing up north, and you can start having some winter fun for at least a couple of weeks. That's a good thing. Well, yesterday we had the inauguration, and it was just... mind-numbing how
America's
much of it.
America's Got Talent show.
Yeah, it really was. It was the speaking to flags thing was funny. I just found it also odd. I said that yesterday, but I really found it strange how everybody's behaving. Yesterday, a lady on the news she almost broke down and cried about how racism's over. And I'm like,
well,
that's
good.
It's great. Yeah. I didn't, and then, I don't know. My opinion on that whole, because you keep telling everybody we're divided by race, we're divided by this, then they're going to start believing it. 85-90% of this country is not racist. It's just not.
Right.
We've gotten into this thing where the TV tells us if you like this policy, that also blankets you in every other thing that thing is about, and you're racist. So they're making it seem like, 80 million people voted for not racist. And 77 million people voted for racist, and that's not it at all. So this racial divide they keep telling us is not as big as, people think. As far as, everybody's racist, it's not the case.
There's no middle ground anymore.
None. And it's I definitely agreed with, Trump's policies in the Middle East. Oh, so you agreed, so you're racist. It's no, what are you talking about? That's the belief. If I don't believe your way, I'm automatically pigeoned into this racist thing. And so I'm watching that, and it just kind of makes my stomach turn when everybody says, oh, that's it. And then some guy said, I feel like we've been in a shipwreck, and we have finally crawled to dry land. I'm like, who's this asshole? He's the preeminent presidential historian. And he was on one of the networks. I'm like, you're a historian. All you are is a reporter of history. You assess what happened. You don't sit and say, this shipwreck we were – swam to dry land. That's your opinion. This is not historic. This is your feelings. So, and then the best one I saw last night on local news I saw, and Brady was, I showed him this morning, but there was a Channel 3 did a thing last night where they went to some little girl's house, and she's a mixed race 5-year-old.
Four, isn't it?
No, she was five. I'm going to give her credit.
Okay,
she was a 5-year-old. She looked four. She still kept her 4-year-old figure, Brady. She's aging.
Another girl.
She's aging great. But she's five, and she's watching Kamala Harris be inaugurated. And she starts clapping. And I'm like, first off, is anybody buying this, that the news went to this girl's house? I know how this works. The girl who did the report has a friend who has a mixed race kid. And went can we put this on TV and sell this? So this little 5-year-old's clapping and turns and goes, she looks like me. And the mom's like, she finally knows that she has a seat at the table. And I'm like, this kid doesn't have a seat at the Thanksgiving table. It's five. She's never even known that she didn't have a seat at the table unless you're constantly reminding her that something's wrong with her. Nothing's wrong with her. She looks like me. It's like, so you, the last five or six... The vice president's really pissed this 5-year-old off, but she had no idea who the vice president was before. You told her to be excited. You told her to clap at the TV, which is great. To be, hey, look, it's a woman. We've never had one of these before, but she didn't feel oppressed. She was five. But this big narrative, and it's more proof.
Because the point of it is all of that is supposed to go away.
Right, but it's manipulative.
This little girl,
right.
Vice president, not... State the
right. She's not supposed to be influenced by the idea that her race at age five, her race was never supposed to be taught to her that it's against her. You look at that and go, it's the first time we've ever had that. And you say, we can do anything we want. You can do anything you want. You don't tell her how oppressed it's been and how that she's behind the eight ball automatic. You're five. But the news that her, and I guarantee in 3 days she'd be like, Mommy, why were those cameras here the other day? She's not going to know. She didn't know what the vice president was. She doesn't know what an inauguration is. They made it seem like the kid got up early and ran to the TV. Hey, it's inauguration day. She didn't know what inauguration was. She was 4 and a half when the election happened, for Christ's sake.
But the problem is you'll have dopes out there that'll just believe that.
I know.
Oh, see what that little girl, at her age, she knows.
She knows. She knows that this is the glass ceiling's been shattered. She doesn't know what a glass ceiling is. She has no concept of these abstract thoughts that you're trying to make us as adults feel like. Look at five-year-olds. Five-year-old girls are so excited about Kamala Harris. They didn't know.
I heard some guy talking.
Show me an adult that's excited. Show me a lady who's like 38 years old. This Kamala Harris is the most exciting thing that's happened in my life as far as a woman of, you know, I have a black dad and a white mom. I'm a mixed race. And this is an unbelievable moment for me. Unbelievable. I would be like, yeah, that lady probably has something. I don't want to see a five-year-old celebrating this. You wouldn't even let her. She can't have silverware yet. She can't have an opinion. That's it. If you can't give her the big boy knife, she's not allowed to tell me that the vice president means anything. But people buy it. You're right. People will watch that and go, oh. It's absolutely a beautiful message, and that's what people really want. And the news knows it. They really want flowery, touch my heart, feel good stuff, and they don't look too deep into the stuff. My buddy Jeff Brown, you saw him yesterday. He met us at Tactical Black, and he got me a hat, a Christmas present. I haven't seen him for weeks, and he's like, "I got you this." I said, "I haven't seen you, so I you didn't see in the bag. I didn't show you, right." So inside the bag is a hat. It's a red MAGA hat. But it says, relax, idiot, it's just a hat. And because we've been taught that if you wear that red hat, A, you're racist.
Yep.
B, you got problems, and you're going to, you know, you're a bad person. I wore it one place. The faces. You wear that red hat, you might as well have, you might as well
balls.
Just.
You got some balls.
I'm telling you,
you
might as well have a gun. You make people nervous. And the hat says, relax, idiot, it's just a hat. But if you have it on and people see that red and the white lettering coming at you, you can sense the difference. You can sense the feeling of, oh, boy, they want to fight. They've been taught. You've been told that that person under that hat hates you. And that's wrong. We're so screwed up when it comes to watching and letting the media dictate our opinions and things and letting us go. And I know there'll be some lady at work today going, did you see that little five-year-old on the news last night that was – she understands she has a place at the table. Yeah, so long as the table is small and over there with a tiny chair, because the big chair she can't see over the table in the first place. She's five.
Now if we get just that red hat with just a tiny cardinal on the front.
Baby cardinal.
Yeah.
It's a red sea. The hat
maybe
changes
the red sea.
You go get gas in that hat. And you. I look, all I did was wear it. I didn't walk up to people and stuff, but you could sense it like, uh-oh, the hat represents awful things. Like, does it? Or is it just a guy who liked certain policies and a dude you didn't like? Because my hat just basically says, knock it off. I love that hat. That's a hilarious hat. I'll be wearing that quite a bit. It's in my car right now. I actually put it on my dashboard. So people will walk by my car and go, oh, knock, I was, asshole. And that makes you the asshole. You're the judgmental prick the second you see a hat and have a reaction on what that person is and dictate who they are to you. It's just not the case.
You gotta get that hat on like a dog bobble where it's nodding its head on the dash.
If I could get one like the way Napa has those giant hats on top of the cars, it would be pretty great. Because it just says relax, it's just a hat.
We can make that happen.
I think we could. Get me a guy who can build giant car hats. I'd drive around one of those bullpen cars from the 70s from baseball. With the big relax idiot, it's just a hat. But man, it's funny. So yeah, we're everybody just needs to take a step back. Nothing was fixed yesterday. Nothing was cured. The guy a lot of you didn't like is gone. And just by the way, a guy a lot of people don't like is in. So we just switched. We just moved from side to side. And the faster we start telling everybody that you're right, I'm wrong, this is going to happen the same way. Exactly the same way. It's ridiculous. Because they act like everything's better. They act like now that he's in there, it's all... And this is a guy who fixed racism.
Just quit your bitching and start supporting like the other did for the last 4 years. Everyone was supportive.
There's a guy in Prescott.
Rock it off.
Did you see the dude in Prescott that has he's wrong. Don't get me wrong. This guy's out of his mind. He runs some sort of convenience store or something. And on the marquee outside, he puts up a special and then he'll put underneath it, it's White Pride Month.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Or he'll put something under there, you know, like...
attention getting?
Yeah, something about Biden sucking or, you know, I forget what he... You know, some of the stuff he's got on his signs are they're an attempt to piss you off. And some lady in the news is like, I can't believe someone would put these things up on the day of the inauguration and have such terrible thoughts and so much hate and everything. I'm like, look, get used to it because you hated on that guy's president so hard. He feels revenge now. That's where we really are. It's like, oh, you hate it. It's that whole, if you go to couples counseling ever, they teach you like you can't have it in your pockets to sit back and go, but you said,
mm-hmm.
It's not that. It's like, it's this moment where this dude has the opportunity now to go, now I can hate your guy wildly and openly and be mean and say terrible. Because, I mean, we've heard some terrible things said about Trump, and a lot of them were true and a lot of them were hilarious. But now your guy's going to get punched a lot by those same people. And the one lady's like, he put up a sign that says, great, now we have a pedo rapist for president. Because there's a lot of people who believe Joe Biden's son was into the kiddie porn, and he supported it and knew about it. So they've got that theory. March is White Pride Month, y'all. He's got those. And the lady says, this is disgusting. I'm just trying to process how much anger and hate can be in my community. Well, that's how he's felt for the last 4 years. So until we conquer that divide where you're trying to yell about my stuff and then I can get back at you later, until we stop this get back revenge mentality, nothing's going to be different. It's not racism that divides us. It's politics. Your guy, I hate your guy. You hate my guy. When your guy's in charge, I'm going to bash him. When my guy's in charge, you're going to get back at me because I cut you down. We're basically playing yo mama jokes. We're doing the dozens back and forth.
Maybe, but maybe they just got a lot out of the system the last 4 years and just fatigued. Like, all right. I think there's a fringe factor. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, let's go forward.
You hope so, but I don't see it.
Yeah.
Because
the pandemic
fringy.
Has helped a little bit because you're just, let's get over this.
And nobody said that yet. That's a good phrase. The pandemic has helped quite a bit with
the fatigue.
I understand. Yeah, I don't see the fatigue. See, you're talking from a normal perspective.
Yeah.
You're not talking.
Nothing is normal.
Nothing.
Right now.
The fringe element is screaming at the top of its lungs about how awful this president is. And we just switched. The fringe that was yelling is now quiet, and the fringe that was happy is now mad. And they're going to scream until their guy gets in. And they're the ones that run and dictate the headlines and all the crap. And until we fix that, until average Joe Brett Vesley steps up and says, shut the f*** up, everybody, until we all in the middle, which is got to be close to 85-90% of us, stand up and say, I don't want to be hassled. That's my basic rule. I'm tired of you guys living your lives thinking that all hell's going to break loose every time you don't get your way. And that's both sides. We're never going to stop. Because what I saw yesterday was a news media basically beaten off all day long. Because I watched the lefty
news. A
lot
of tears.
I watched MSNBC, and there, that was, I believe, Ben Shapiro had the greatest quote of the day, which said, man, watching CNN and MSNBC is like 1 8-hour-long Jeffrey Toobin Zoom meeting. And it was a beat off. And he watched Fox and it's a funeral. And so they're speaking to their base. And keep in mind, at best, on a good day, an average day, Fox gets a few million people, 3, 4. CNN gets like 2. We're talking about 6 million total people out of 400. We really got to stop listening to this crap. You got to start listening to yourself. Have your own thoughts. Have your own opinions.
It's kind of cool to see Biden last night open up the dinner menus and sign the check.
That was neat. And there's a cost-cutting measure we could do. Every presidential executive order has to be some how much is that? Because like right now, if I was like, I'm going to buy Brady a best second guy in my room award, and I went and I priced out those folders.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, it's like $400 every time I try to get one of these things personally, you know, emblazoned with my logo. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'll just give him the paper. We could cut back on costs if that was just a stack of papers he had to sign. It doesn't have to be in some beautiful folder built
embossed.
Just for that. Each pen's $400-something, and you can only use it once.
What?
Every presidential pen gets used once, put back, and then put into something.
Oh, okay.
They only use it once. You sign one time. It's like, holy crap.
We box of Bix and be done with it. $10.
Why can't the president
stamp
a case?
Just have
the
same problem I have at my house where I've got this cup of pens and it takes until the third or fourth one to realize that the first three are bad. And yet I put them all back in the cup. I've never once pulled a pen and goes, this one doesn't work, and thrown it out. I put it back. only to have that same problem next time I need to sign a check.
Might work next time.
This one's no good.
Pens are moody.
But we did.
Pens are moody. That's why, because you're like, someday it'll work again. It's just having an off day.
We did see the partially derailed Trump train yesterday on the way to Tactical Black, though.
Brett and I were driving up to 51, and this gigantic truck that said, follow the Trump train, had a huge flag on the back. And it was, I don't know what
it's
kind
like of. A dump truck.
It was like a dump truck like with a. Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah.
And there were three cars behind it. I'm like, ooh, the Trump train looks more like the train to the, Mr. Rogers' imaginary village there, that land of make-believe train. It was very small. I'm like, oh, I'd rather not follow the Trump train because it seems kind of small.
Yeah, part of it derailed.
It was some of it might have been stuck in a light. You're right. Maybe that was it. The Trump train got ahead of the rest of the crew, and it was laying on its side back there. I'm like, oh.
I forgot that business I saw going by. They had their flag up was the Trump flag on the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to celebrate today or yesterday.
Yeah. This guy says, relax, it's just a swastika. SS patches, Confederate flags, and other signs of hate. How is the dumb red hat any different than these when most followers would follow Hitler into battle? Because that's not true. You believe that somebody in a red hat is going to follow Hitler into battle, Dustin, the guy who emailed me. You believe that I have a red hat, and that means I'm going to follow Hitler into battle. That's not true. Some people just liked Trump a lot. It didn't mean they're for Hitler. It didn't mean just because you assign racism to Trump that they follow that. We got to stop thinking that way. That's as bad as any person saying racism's wrong and this and that. You're doing the same thing. You're judging based on one thing.
You buy a Mercedes. You buy a Hugo Boss suit.
You support Nazis. They supported the Nazis. And some people feel like you can't do it. You can't assign that. That red hat is nowhere near a swastika. What happened over the last 4 years cannot be compared in any way, shape, or form to Hitler's regime. And yet we do it in the drop of a hat. It's just like Hitler. Nothing is just like Hitler. He's an anomaly. He stands out. He did stuff all on his own. We've never had an experience anywhere remotely close to having Hitler as a leader. And we've got to stop pretending that we're in that bad a shape. That's my thoughts from yesterday.
Yeah.
We acted like everything was, we didn't have a Holocaust brewing. We had a super divided political nonsense factor. And yes, there are racists. And yes, some of those racists wear those red hats, but it's like an SAT question. Do all racists wear the red hat? Some do.
On the flip side of it, though, wouldn't that say on that guy's side of things, if you're wearing a Biden hat, are you support pedophiles and you know, all that other stuff?
That's what they're going to say about you. Get
exactly.
used to it. Yeah. Because that's as asinine as what you're saying. The red hat is just like a swastika. No, it's not. No, it's not.
The observation.
And comparing the two is crazy.
Of the other couples that were there, you know, the president, the Obamas, Bushes, the Clintons. So much the talk about, look at the behavior of Bill and Hillary. Yeah. They're separated. She's walking in front of him.
Yeah. Well, we're big on that. We TMZ'd the tar out of that. I did catch Bill look at Kamala's ass twice, and it was at the wreath for the unknown soldier. And I watch Bill because I think his movements are always kind of like,
you're not the only one.
Clinton. Oh, no. Hillary's got an eye on
him. That's why the talk is there.
Yeah, so I watched Bill, and when Kamala walked up, his head was down, and his eyes just, you could just see his, because his face is so expressive. Eyes went up and his head was kind of sideways. I'm like, that's a straight ass look. I know exactly what he's looking at. She's in a big coat. He's still trying to get a goddamn. Well, she still got it. A glass ceiling. I'd like to bust her glass ceiling. But we got to stop that because that's the dude saying that that's it. At the very least, the red hat people are assholes. At the very most, I should say, is that you think people in red hats are assholes. That's as big as it's gotten. Yeah, Confederate flags are bad and all that, but they are not Nazis. It's just as bad as swastikas. No, it's not. 6 million people weren't, gassed and killed in a 4-year span. It just didn't happen.
I don't think there was a factor of people either that wore it and thought, this is a funny thing. Watch people's reactions when I put this on.
Larry David had the perfect one. He didn't want people to sit by him in restaurants, so he wore a Make America Great Again hat because in Los Angeles, no one would come near him. He didn't want people to talk to him. He wore the hat. And he's like, this hat is gold. I wear this thing around and people leave me alone. No, like, I clear a way. I can get a table at a restaurant. I can sit at a bar and there'll be two seats next to me every time.
Back in the day, people were doing that with their SS uniforms.
Exactly. People wandering around with their Nazi stuff. Look, this is pretty bad stuff, but it gets me a free spot at the bar. We just have to stop this. We've got to stop being so crazy angry at everybody who disagrees with us and telling them they're Nazis. I mean, that's the furthest thing from unifying anything, is saying, that guy's in a red hat, he's a Nazi. It's like, no, get to know the guy. Maybe he's just a weird political guy, not a Nazi. We're so fast with a Hitler compared. It's just like Hitler. Remember, back in the day, people who were Biden fans, the other side thought Obama was Hitler. Look at him commanding a crowd. You know, that's how Hitler started. Hitler was very charismatic. He was a great speaker. And there he was in Vesco Field in Grant Park. He had the one at Denver and then the speech he gave for his inauguration and then the thing at Grant Park. And it was huge. And they're like, this is Hitler all over again. People react like we think everything's going to be Hitler. I don't think Hitler's going to happen as long as there's decent, normal people minding the store. It's weird. You had a butthole for president for a little while. It's really nothing that bad happened to you. You can still get to Amazon. I got some super glue delivered to my house in 4 hours the other day. I could have gone to the Walgreens and bought Gorilla Glue. Megan's in the car, and I'm like, I need super glue. I've got this thing I got to glue back onto that. The lens came off my reverse camera, and I didn't realize it was just the thing you can glue back on. I thought it was some contraption. It's not. It's just a little bubble of glass.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need super glue. We're heading home. We're almost home. I'm like, I got to go back and drug something.
We can order it on Amazon.
I'm like, how long will it take?
I don't know.
Fires it up on Amazon. She goes,
it'll be here by 5.
Oh, man.
I can wait.
I will wait for the sun still up. This is great. Gorilla Glue shows up at the house. Dumb John goes outside, puts it on the edge of the glass, sticks it on there. I had a little Gorilla Glue in my right thumb. I was holding with my left. I put my dumb right thumb right over the lens.
Oh, no.
Gorilla Glue all over the lens. And my thumb, peel it off. I'm like, okay, the lens is back. And I go to reverse, and I've got clouds all over.
Yeah.
I've Gorilla Glued. I've ruined the lens.
You've got a natural filter.
I ruined it.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're ready for Instagram
if,
now.
If you're a good-looking 40-year-old, 45, 50-year-old woman,
get
behind my car because you're going to look like you're living in clouds. Yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, yesterday made me kind of shake my head because it seemed divisive to me. Everybody's like, unity, unity, unity. I'm like, only if you're on that side, because it seemed like what you're saying is everybody who's been against you is a racist and we're going to cure that. And I'm like, that's not the case.
And now a year later when you pick up that little tube of brick,
yeah,
because you use the Gorilla Glue once and then it stays in the drawer for 2 years.
The new system of Gorilla Glue has a brush.
I used it the other day. Oh, mine had, it looks like the cap's a little bit better that it won't.
You can't. It doesn't get ruined after one use. Like super glue always, you had one shot.
Even
with
the
super
nose
glue.
Would harden.
Super glue is an Eminem song. You only get one shot. You take that off, and if you don't get that right, everything in it's dry. Like everything inside the tube is dry if you left it open for a minute. And you try to clear that out with a pen, and you're digging around in there trying to loosen it up, spitting in it.
Poke the hole.
Doesn't matter. Gorilla Glue, the new system's great. They've got a double cap. One's a little paintbrush.
Yeah.
And the other's a little dropper.
I had the smaller one, no paintbrush on it, but the double cap system.
Oh, the double cap's fantastic. Yeah, Gorilla Glue's got to figure it out. Ruined my lens. I got to get a new camera lens now or try to get that. I've been scraping at it, but it's making it worse. But yeah, how bad is life in this country that 4 hours ago I didn't have Gorilla Glue and I didn't lift a finger and someone broke a Gorilla Glue. Megan and I were sitting on the couch yesterday and there's a shadow on our front porch and I'm like, and I hate that. I'm like, who the is here. And she's looking and she goes,
I forgot. I ordered groceries.
Somebody's dropping off our food.
I forgot.
We're in such a great spot. She forgot that groceries were being delivered to the house and loads of them. She just clicks it off and somebody goes and gets our groceries, brings them to the house. The only thing we have to do is pick them up off the porch and bring them in, which is my job with groceries anyway. When Megan comes home, the back of the car opens
up. Groceries.
I finally get off my ass and get up and move the groceries out of the car and put them in the kitchen. It's no different than anything else. Life ain't so bad. We got to stop focusing on how awful everything is and start looking around going, this is great. I eat. I got 24-hour options. Start focusing on how great this whole world is, how awesome we are right now, and just be happy. And then the little stuff will take care of itself. You don't like racists? Don't hang out with racists. You're not going to fix them. Let them be racist over there.
Yeah.
Just make sure they don't do anything crazy. And if they do, we got laws against it. You know, everybody just kind of focus in on awesome stuff. That was the nice thing yesterday, though. It was nice to have the news relax and act like things are good. I did like that. Because even if you disagree, it's like it is a better feeling to say, well, at least they're not going to be constantly angry all the time telling me what's wrong. I don't want to hear what's wrong every day. I like that stuff. I like Gorilla Glue that's 10 minutes away being delivered to my house in 4 hours by a stranger. I think it's better. I think it's a better world. I could have just gone to the Walgreens. I didn't. It gave me more time to watch Maine Cabin Builders, and I watched a lot of it. A lot.
Lakefront Bargain Hunt.
Ugh. What a show. You can watch other people getting second homes. This is not such a bad place. It's not such a bad place. Now, of course, there's going to be somebody who emails, not everybody can afford a second home. Hey, me neither. But you know what?
This single mom yesterday had $127,000. She bought a one-bedroom trailer.
The whole lakefront, 100 feet of lakefront. The whole point of the show is these folks don't have a ton, and they're showing them houses on the beach that are like, you're not going to believe what we found. Now, it's awful to try to live in this rat-infested trailer, but you're on the beach, and she's buying a second home for $100,000. And then you come back, they do the revisit.
Two months later, she's put up some curtains.
She's done some painting. You got a couple rugs down. It doesn't look so bad, and she's still right there on the lake. So I don't want to hear, not everybody can afford a second home. Yeah, this lady couldn't afford her first home, still bought a second home. That's America. You can't afford one home, and you have two. That's the United States of America. That's beautiful.
35 minutes away from her other home.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a half hour away from where she normally lives.
But she's on a lake.
And that's the key. And that way, when the debt collectors come, she can put rocks in her pockets and end it all right there in that lake.
Was in deep water.
It wasn't?
It was,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's a deep water lake. Oh. Yeah. Does she have a boat yet? She's got to be thinking about a boat.
Just like a rowboat. The son got a dragonfly floaty, and he was jumping on
that's
that.
All you need. Yeah. That's all that kid needs.
Holding off on the boat. Right?
He's not thinking of glass ceilings and inaugurations. He wants an inflatable dragon, and he wants that lake. The mama gave it to him because this is the place you can do that. So stop with your swastika talk. That's silly. It's 6:12. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? And this new birth, this new era of knock it off. 585-9800, that's the number. Give it to us good and strong. It's 98K. But wake up!
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.